Mercedes' Lewis Hamilton registered a dominant victory in the Italian Grand Prix, while his championship rival Sebastian Vettel finished third. With this win, Hamilton has taken the outright championship lead for the first time this season. Mahindra Singh Dhoni added another feather to his illustrious cap as he became the first man in ODIs to complete 100 stumpings. Dhoni achieved the landmark during the fifth and the final ODI against Sri Lanka in Colombo after dismissing Akela Dhananjaya. He broke Lankan legend Kumar Sangakkara's record of 99 stumpings. Top companies from across the globe vie for various IPL media rights at the auction in Mumbai. The BCCI is expecting a windfall from the IPL media rights auction with estimated earnings of over 20,000 crore through the bidding process. Former skipper Sunil Gavaskar has taken a dig at the selection process of Virat Kohli-led Team India and has said that all the deserving players are being left out, while the players who are getting different hairstyles and body art are being selected. Pakistan Cricket Board President Najam Sethi has said that prior to the second edition of the Pakistan Super League, he did have indication that corruption might take place in the league. England all-rounder Samit Patel has admitted that losing his spot in the national team still hurts him, but after a stellar performance in England's domestic T20 tournament, Patel believes he is in reckoning for England recall. Outgoing Sports Minister Vijay Goel has said that he had a successful stint as Sports Minister of the country. Goel also said that he had worked with the intent of bringing about a positive change in Indian sports. Veteran Indian footballer Subrata Paul has said that the national team's rise to 96th position in FIFA ranking has not happened by fluke. India is bracing up to face Macau in a crucial 2019 AFC Asian Cup qualifiers on September 5. Four-time silver medalist Deepika Kumari made a shocking first-round exit from the Archery World Cup final. Former world number one Deepika was beaten by Tan Yating 6-0 in a straight sets. Manchester United legend Ruud van Nistelrooy is impressed with Romelu Lukaku's start to life at Old Trafford. Van Nistelrooy has said that Lukaku has done great and have handled the pressure well.
Keep listening to Times News Radio.